Our scripture readings this morning come from Isaiah 9:6 and Luke 2:12-14. Isaiah 9:6, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Luke 2:12-14. "This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests."
Lord, we do thank you once again just for this day. We ask that you would bless those who are listening by podcast, God, that you would meet them to at their very point of need. And we thank you for it. And we ask that you would bless those here in the building, God, that this would be a word that blesses them this week, that they can take with them and live on this week. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I just thank God today. I thank him. I give honor to each of you and to all, just all of God's children today. Today I'm coming, this is an Advent week of peace, and so I'm coming from the topic peace, sweet peace. Have you ever just wanted peace? Have you ever just been in a situation where, God, I just need your peace. I just need your peace today. Well, that's what I want to talk about, and how, if you remember from last week, we talked about the Israelites and how they had been 400 years waiting for that Messiah, waiting. They were living in darkness. It's what the word kind of describes it as. They were living in darkness and they just needed their Messiah to come. They believed that he was coming, but 400 years is a long time to wait and believe and to trust. So, you know, when we're like a year and God hasn't done it, you know, think about them who had to wait 400 years. Generations went and came before that promise came. And so, what you need in that time is peace. You need the peace of God to know that he's going to keep his promises, to know that he's not going to fail you, that he's God and he loves you. And so our first scripture is just that. It talks about how they were waiting for that promise, waiting for the Messiah to come. And they were going through all of these things of what they called darkness. They were living in darkness, waiting for the promise to come. And Isaiah 9:6 says, this is that promise. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulder, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." He's going to bring peace to you, is what they're saying. When he comes, when that Messiah comes, he's going to give you peace. And so that's what you think about what we're all waiting for peace. You know, our world is kind of in a chaotic. Every time you turn on the TV, there's political unrest. There's natural disasters. I was looking just yesterday and there was a flood. I want to say it was in Texas. I'm like, where did that come from? There's every day there's something just keeping us and trying to rob us of our peace. But the Messiah did come, and he came that he would be our Prince of Peace. He's the peace that we are seeking. He's the peace that we need, that we can call on him in the time of trouble, and he'll give us peace. That spirit of peace will just rest over you. Have you ever had that happen where you're like, God, I can't take it anymore? Have you ever? I've been there. I can't take it anymore. And his spirit of peace just rests on you. Well, that's what I want to talk about today, that spirit of peace. Before I get to that, Luke 12, or 4 and 12, I think it is. Luke 2:12-14. "This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." When he came, he gives peace to us. His favor rests on us. His favor rests on us. He came to give us that peace. And I was thinking about it today, and I was watching this morning. It was early in the morning, like 4 a.m. I think. I wake up really early many times. And I know that's my time to spend with the Lord. And so I was watching Her name is Cece Winan. I've had Lori play her videos before here. But she was talking about that when you're distressed. And she said, if you begin to sing, sing about the Lord. Sing. It brings deliverance. It brings peace to you. And he gave me a song. I'm going to sing it right now because I just felt it so strongly this morning. I was just sitting up in my bed singing this song. And I was just like really belting it out this morning. But it brought so much peace to my whole room. And I want to sing it for you as it's just a part of the sermon. But take a minute. Close your eyes as I sing this song and feel. Let his peace begin to fill our room this morning. Jesus, Jesus, there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms may all pass away, but there's something about that name. Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms may all pass away, but there's something about that name. Amen. There's something about that name, the name of Jesus. And it just made me think when I was sitting up in my bed singing this song, like, you know, like I was giving a concert, is what my son calls it. I was giving a concert to myself. It was filling me with such peace, such peace. And I'm like, okay, God, I'll sing it. I am not a singer, but when he wants me to sing, I will sing. And so I hope that it blessed you and that it filled you with some peace. The point I want to make with it is that I was thinking, made me think of my mom. And she shared this story with us over the years. Over the years, she would just share how just saying the name of Jesus brings that peace. He's our Prince of Peace, is what the scripture said. When he comes, when the Messiah came, he brought us peace. He's our Prince of Peace. So just saying his name can bring you peace. It can bring you, just like that. If you have to burst into song, or if you just have to say, Jesus, I can't take it anymore. Jesus, I need that peace today. Everything's going crazy around me. I need that peace. You just say his name. And the story she would share is that she was at church one night and something went on and she left feeling disturbed and she couldn't shake it. She went home and it was kind of driving her. You know how in the cartoons you have those, the good angel and the bad, you know, and one's telling her, go back and tell them all off, you know, and one's telling her, no, you're a woman of God. You cannot do that. You can't go and tear down the church house. And so, she said it was getting so crazy for her that she finally just said, Jesus. And she said she felt peace just come throughout the whole house. And it always stuck with me, because whenever I'm feeling that kind of distress, when it's like I'm overwhelmed and there's too much going on, I have to stop. And just, there's something about that name, Jesus. He brings peace to us. The word just said it. When the Messiah comes, he's our Prince of Peace. He brings peace to us. And so I want to encourage you today, when you're feeling that distress during this holiday season, especially, and when there's changes going on in your life, we all go through changes, but there are life changes, you know, and you're going through it and it begins to feel overwhelming. Just say his name. Call him. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, you don't even, nothing but his name makes a difference. The song, there's something about that name. It says everything else will pass away, But there's something about the name of Jesus. You can call his name and deliverance comes. You can call his name and peace comes. The spirit of peace will fill your house, will fill your car, wherever you are. When it gets to be too much, call on the name of Jesus. He comes and that peace comes and it fills you up. When you're, you know, turn off the news and turn on some Christmas music that talks about the peace of God. This is just a suggestion as we're going through this holiday season. But even past that, turn it off. And Jesus, let your peace be here. Let your peace be. That's a good prayer. As a matter of fact, before I started into this sermon for this week, I had already determined for myself, this year was my year of love, but next year is my year of peace in 2026. And I'm going to bring you guys along with me. We're going to have a peace that surpasses all understanding, is what the candle lighting words said. It touched me while I was sitting there listening. I'm like, oh, that's so good. And not that I haven't read it a few times already, but it was like I was hearing it and was present. And I'm like, that's so good, God. We need that kind of peace. It surpasses all understanding. That means everything that's going on, his peace. And you know what? I think I'm like way into my sermon. I'm sorry, but when I feel it, I just feel it. So that's the kind of peace we need. It surpasses everything going around us. And that's the only peace we can get that from is Jesus. We get that peace from him, from his presence. Let me get back on my scriptures. Philippians 4:6-7. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding. It says, don't be anxious about anything. I tell you what, this scripture is written on all of my books when I was going through school. Every time I would get anxious, I would go back and read that scripture. Don't be anxious about anything. By prayer and supplication, present it to God. Give it to him. God, you take it. And his peace is what you get when you give him your situation. He gives you his peace. That peace. And it says it transcends all understanding. That means when you can't figure it out, God already knows. He already knows. And that peace that you need, it's yours. It's yours for the asking. God, I need your peace. I need you. I need you today. Let your peace fill my house. When you have things going on, I need you to fill it up. You know, family's coming and it's not always good. Some, you know, not everybody gets along with everybody. Ask him before they even get there. Lord, let peace rest, rule, and abide in this house today as the whole family comes together. Let your peace be here. Let him meet him. Walk through your house agreeing, God, peace, your peace will be here. It's nothing like it. And truly, it's nothing like it. When you have peace, you can sleep at night. Amen. You can sleep when you have peace, no matter what's going on around you, which leads me to my next scripture. Psalms 4:8. In peace, I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. I love this scripture. In peace, I will lie down and sleep. I often say, you know, because the word says he never slumbers or sleeps. And so if he's awake, I don't need to be awake. Amen. There's no need in both of us being up. I can get my rest. Amen. I can sleep in peace. He says we can lie down and rest in peace. You can rest in him. And so if you miss anything else, if you don't get anything else out of this sermon, call on the name of Jesus for peace. He gives you peace. You can call on him. Just what the song says. You can call on him. There's something about his name. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's peace in the name of Jesus. And so I just want to encourage you before I read my last scripture, which is a blessing. I want to bless you for the holiday season. Know that you can call on Jesus. There's nothing like his peace. Can you feel it today? I actually feel a sweet peace in the room because he's here with us. And that spirit of peace we can take it out of here with us and take it on back into our lives and take that peace and go through this holiday season. So I that's my prayer for you. I pray for you today that you'll be able to walk out in peace, and that no matter what situation comes this season, in these next few weeks and on into the new year, you'll know that there's power and there's peace in the name of Jesus. You can call on him. He's your helper. He comes to help us, and he comes to bring peace, to bring us peace. So my last scripture is a blessing. It's a scripture, but it's just a blessing to me, and I think it's awesome to read it over you before you go in to really hit this holiday season. This is my prayer for you. This is a blessing to you. And I got this when I was in school. Our chair would always bless us before we would go, before we would start a semester, and at the end of semester, he would say a blessing over us. And it would usually be a scripture or something. And so I like to do that as we're going into this holiday season. 2 Thessalonians 3:16 says, "Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with all of you." That's my prayer. He'll be with all of you. May he give you peace in every way. May your whole holiday season be filled with peace, the peace of God. This is wonderful. I love this day, the peace day, because gosh, it's hard walking in that turmoil, isn't it? It's hard walking in anxieties when he's there to give you that peace. So that's my prayer for you today, that the God, our God, will give you peace as you go through this holiday season. And next year, I'm going to talk about peace a lot. So in 2026, just get ready. We're going to talk about peace a lot, because that's my year of peace. It's going to be my year of peace. I thank God for my year of love. It was a pretty good year for me. I thank him. I hope it was for you all too, that we were able to show love and receive love. And love is our, not next week, but the next week, but just to touch on it a little bit. But today, I send peace to each of you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, today for the sweet spirit of peace that I feel here in the room. We thank you, God, that we can just call on your name and you come with peace, God. You come to rescue us. God, you have us right in the palm of your hand, and we thank you for it. We give you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory, God. And as each person goes out into their world this week, Lord, they take peace with them and they share it with others. And we thank you. We give you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory. And Lord, we pray today a special prayer for Cheryl Wilcox. We pray for her, God, as she's there in the hospital, that your sweet peace, God, will comfort her, that will protect her and cover her. And we give you all of the praise, that, Lord, your virtues, God, will fill her up. And we thank you for it and give you all of the praise for her, God. We give you all of the praise for her. We thank you, Lord, for each person on our list today, that you would meet each person face by face, person by person, need by need, God. You would meet them at that need. And we thank you. We thank you, God. We love you. We adore you. You are such a wonderful God. We thank you, Lord, today for your peace. We thank you for your peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.